Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Jaden's Voice. I'm Jaden, your podcast host. And before I dive into what our lesson's going to be about today, I just wanted to give a shout out to SEU Worship on Monday night and the sermon. It was just very good. And I feel like anyone that isn't married yet, that is still trying to figure out their faith, like, that was such a great lesson. It was about sex and how we should be waiting until marriage and, like, all the things that go with that, which I know some people in this generation, like, it's not common that people wait anymore, but it was just such a great lesson that I feel like everyone should listen to. And Pastor Jonathan did a great twist on it where he made it where we weren't awkward and he had us laughing and he was joking around with us. And I feel like more churches should do stuff like that, because I feel like we don't talk about sex enough where it's something that we should be shameful for, but it's something that God created and it's something that he made in his image to reproduce and have more people to follow him. And if we do it in his design, which would be after marriage, then it's not something to be shameful for. And it was just something good and wholesome that we were listening to on Monday. And if you guys have not seen it or you guys didn't go check it out online, because they post every episode online and it's something that I feel like everyone should listen to. But with that, I'm going to jump into what our sermon is going to be about, or our lesson. I'm going to be doing it about insecurities. So this one is going to be a little bit more touchy for me, at least. And I know everyone is going through their own set of insecurities, and I thought that this would be a great way for me to be able to be vulnerable with you guys and say my feelings on how mine is, which, so for me, my insecurities mainly go within my body type and how I look, and I feel like that affects how I see myself sometimes, which I know, like, God created us all perfectly. Like, I hear this always, and I get it. Like, sometimes it is a struggle, and I do believe that I am made how I am, and I believe that I am beautiful inside and out, but that doesn't mean that that insecurity and the devil attacking isn't going to happen, and the devil tries to attack us in all different ways. So my inside thoughts are that I'm not good enough, that I'm too fat for a guy to like me. I am 21 years old, never had a boyfriend, never been kissed, and I feel like that affects how I am now, which people say, like, even when they see me, like, that's not how they thought that was. Like, they didn't think that I've never been kissed or never had a boyfriend, so I don't know if that would be a good representation or bad, but I mean, I wear large, extra large clothing, like, just to put it in the perspective. Like, I wouldn't say that I'm fat. Like, I don't want to talk down on myself, but I do not say that I'm skinny. And that has always been with me and affected me. And I mean, I love my family always, but some things growing up, that's kind of how it affected me. I mean, they've always raised me to be strong and independent, but it was always also like I needed to work out, or I couldn't eat certain things. Like, they were like, oh, you shouldn't eat that. And those comments, I know they meant well when they would say them, but at the same time, they did affect me always. And that's always been something underlining in my head where made me feel even more insecure about myself. But at the end of the day, I don't blame anyone. It's the devil trying to attack me. And I feel like the devil tries to attack me more when I'm getting closer to God. And I feel like since I've created this podcast for people, it's also been a journey with that. And I feel like as of right now, like, I'm going through a distraction with my friend group. It's not my friend group. I am having problems with friends right now, and work in a sense too, where I believe that the devil is trying to attack me and distract me from me making these podcasts. Like, even just an example right now, this is like my third time recording this sermon, but at the same time, I completely finished it and the whole thing erased and deleted. So now I'm fully remaking it right now. And that is talking about something where the devil is trying to attack and not have someone listen to this. And I feel like people need this, because in this day and age, there are so many different things to be insecure about, whether that be finances, whether that be failure, whether that be loneliness, whether that be body image. Everybody is facing different things. And I feel like people need to hear this one. And I felt compelled to say this one. I was at SEU and it was during worship, and I was on my knees worshiping, which I've never fully went on my knees for worshiping. I've always done like my hands up and like surrendering to the Lord and I feel his presence. But something told me to sit down and be on my knees and pray. And as I was praying through that song, the topic came to me and I knew exactly what I needed to say. And after I finished praying, I got my journal out and started writing all these different notes about what I needed to be put in today. So this is something that I do feel like needs to be shared. And that is why I am pre-recording again, because I almost gave up and I almost let the devil win. And then I was like, no, this needs to be said. And that is why I'm recording again now. But on that note, so for me, I have a Bible verse for you guys. It's Ephesians 6:12. For our struggles is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual focus of evil in the heavenly realm. So with that, I don't know who else needs to hear this lesson today, but I do feel that someone at least needed to, and I feel like it's worth it for me if I can at least change one person's life. But for the people that are dealing with the fear of failure and the fear of loneliness, I have a Bible verse for you. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the righteous right hand. But I do also want to point out, like, I just feel like it's important for me to say that everybody's insecurities and struggles are all very important, that no one's is less important than someone else's, because we all deal with these insecurities at the end of the day, and the devil knows what we struggle with. But for me, I know what I struggle with, so that is why it's easier for me to come out and say it than the other things that people may struggle with. But for insecurities with your body, I know I'm not alone, and I know other people face those struggles and look at themselves in the mirror and just don't like what they see. And I am so sorry, and I want you to know that you are perfect inside and out. And with that, I do have another Bible verse, Psalms 139:14-15. I will give thanks to you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of earth. And I don't know about you, but I just feel like when I hear that verse and it's in the Bible, it's just so much more real, because I know God created us in his perfect image. So I shouldn't be feeling insecure in any way or feeling less me or less bad about myself because I feel fat at the end of the day, or I feel like how I look is why I'm single, and I know I need to put myself more out there. But also I know that God has a plan and God has perfect timing. And for me, I know that right now I'm supposed to be in my singleness, and with that, I've grown my independence. I've grown closer to God. I've gotten to see the world on his creations. And I know now if I was dating someone before I left for my semester abroad, I probably would never have went. I know that for a fact that I wouldn't have went, because I know that I would have felt stable and happy. But with me not having that person, I got to see and have my biggest dream of traveling, and I know I'm not done. Just like I know that if I'm not in a serious relationship by the time I graduate, I'm going to be moving to Europe, hopefully, and teaching English in another country, because that's another part of my dream that I want to do, and I want to move back to Europe. But I know that that won't happen if I'm in a serious relationship. But again, everything is in God's plan. And I know I have two paths on how I can take it, and I'm giving it up to the Lord. And I feel that I'm going to be happy with either way that those paths happen. And I know that that's going to happen in the next 2 years, because I graduate in 2027. And once that happens, I'm going to have the two decisions that I have to make. And it's either stay here which I feel like if I stay in America, I might want to move into a different state just because I've lived in Florida my whole life, minus the semester abroad, and I feel like I want to experience another state. But if I decide to move to another country, it will also be a great path, and I can teach people something other than English, and I can spread the word in other countries, because I feel like when I went to my semester abroad, there was all different types of religions that I seen, and in the certain places I went, Christianity I don't feel like is that big of a thing, and if they are going into a church, it's more traditional and like Catholic norms, not like my non-denominational views. So I feel like I can use that to my advantage of spreading the word more in my way. And maybe that is God's plan for me, and I'm not going to let the devil attack me on my insecurities of feeling doubtful of my singleness, because I'm going to use that to my advantage and use what God has put in store for me. With this, I'm feeling the urge to pray everyone out today, which I know I usually don't, but something's telling me to. So, dear Lord, please, for everyone that is listening, help them, guide them, and show them that their insecurities are okay, and the devil is there that's trying to fight them to go down and not come to you, Lord, but have them come to you. Show them that you are the one that they need to follow and love and cherish, and open their Bible, spread the word, and know that they are worthy enough, and they are just beautiful people that you created in their image, and that everybody is struggling at the end of the day, but we have to fight harder as the believers of Christ to show everyone, and even the people that aren't believers of Christ, to know that they are worthy and they are okay, and let everyone know that they are loved. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope everyone has a great week, and I hope for you guys to come back next week to listen to the next episode. Thank you.